Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am Ian Benjamin Dubitsky, D-U-B-I-T-S-K-Y. Benjamin Dubitsky is a 24-year-old male who reports he injured his left index finger at work on 3/19/23. He was cleaning a deli slicer. Appeared the disposable glove he was wearing got caught on the blade, and his finger was pulled into it. Period, he sustained a laceration, but did not go to the emergency room. Period. He did have wound care rendered, but no sutures were placed. Period, a dressing was applied, and he was placed in a splint for a large cut on the tip of his left index finger. Period, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, new paragraph. For the record supplied, Mr. Dubitsky was seen at Virtua Occupational on 3/20/23, period. He related he was cleaning a deli slicer and his glove got caught on the blade and pulled his finger into it. But he went to Jefferson Emergency Room initially, where they placed a dressing and gave him an updated tetanus shot, period. He was examined and found to have lacerations on the second digit. Period, range of motion is normal. Period, there was an avulsion laceration of the left distal finger, free of any signs of infection. Period, he was diagnosed with a laceration, for which he was advised to have activity modifications. Period, additional wound care was also rendered. Period, he followed up here through 3/27/23 and was doing well. Period, he was cleared for regular duty effective 3/31/23. Period, new paragraph, the original emergency room records from Jefferson were on 3/20/23 also, period. He reported accidentally cutting the tip of his left index finger while at work that day. Period, he had bleeding at the site, but no other symptoms, period. He was evaluated and given updated tetanus injection. Period, x-rays showed soft tissue defect associated with the distal tip of the second digit without presence of foreign body. Period, his wound was cleansed and dressed, after which he was treated and released. Period. And put this in bold. This should actually precede the virtual occupational records I just went over. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he had an extremely obese body habitus and a flat psychological affect. Period, he quickly volunteered that he does suffer from mental illness. Period, extremities upper inspection revealed eczema on the hands and that his fingernails were bitten. Period, the rest of that is normal. Moving 2-point discrimination was 4 millimeters at all the fingertips. Good rapid exchange grip showed intact strength on the left that comports with his right hand dominance. Period, cervical spine normal. Impressions. On 3/19/23, Benjamin Dubitsky's left index finger was cut on a slicer he was cleaning at work. Period, he was seen the following day at the emergency room, where x-rays were negative for acute osseous abnormalities. Period, his wounds were cleansed and dressed. Period, then followed up at Virtual Occupational through 3/27/23. Period, he was doing well and cleared for regular duties effective 3/31/23. Period, new paragraph, the current clinical exam found no abnormalities relative to the left index finger laceration. Period, there was full range of motion and attack sensation and strength. Period, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the left ring, index finger, or hand. Period. he has been able to return to his former full duty capacity with the insured. Period.